Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my channel. This week's topic is my channel or podcast. This week's topic is negative thoughts. What does it mean? So when you have negative thoughts about somebody, I want you to pay attention as to why. So a negative thought would be, oh, that person's ugly. That person's weird. That person isn't acting right. That person's doing something that I don't agree with. I want you to have a look at yourself, because a lot of times a negative thought is going to be something within yourself that you don't like. Okay? So an example would be, I saw this a little while ago, and somebody made a post and said, well, that person was weird. And I thought, why are you saying that? Does that feel right when you want to say somebody's weird? And if it does feel right, then you want to have a really serious look at what's going on with you. A lot of times we're saying things that we see within ourselves, right? They're reflecting to us things in ourselves. It's not a conscious thing, because when I was first told this, I was like, no, it doesn't. That doesn't fit with me when I do that. But it does. If you want to say somebody's weird, first of all, why do you want to say that? Or if you want to say somebody's ugly, why do you want to say that? Or if you want to say somebody's overweight, why do you want to say that? Don't. Now, I know we all, because of the programming and what we're used to, is it might cross our mind, those things. But when it does, is what you want to do is stop yourself and say, why? Why am I thinking that way? Because are any of us perfect in any way? We're not. We all have faults that others would be saying the same thing about us, right? And when you're saying that, you're not in a higher vibration or in a good place. If you're feeling like, well, that person's weird, or that person's ugly, or that person's overweight, what are you thinking with inside of you? Or how does it feel with inside of you? So I always talk about this, but it's really to get yourself in a good place, in a good, healthy place. It's about finding that peace within you. And when you are looking at other people, saying they're weird, saying they're ugly, saying they're overweight, are you in a good, peaceful place within yourself? So when you start thinking that, and that comes to your mind, I want you to start catching yourself and then asking, why do I think that? Because it's not something that's helping you. The other thing I want you to think about is, how do you feel? How do you feel inside when you think that or say that? Right. So the first step would be catching yourself before you say it or put it in a post out on or at Facebook or wherever else you're putting it out. Stopping that, because you're not going to be able to totally stop your mind. The more you start to catch yourself, the more you're retraining your mind into thinking, and then also looking with inside of you to see what needs to be healed with inside of you. What insecurity is inside of you that you want to say that about somebody else? Because we all have it. We've all had those insecurities. We've all had those thoughts. But it's about catching yourself, learning from it, looking inside yourself, healing what's inside of you that makes you want to say those things. Because our mind or our ego thinks it's going to make us feel better. But when you really start to look at it, are you feeling better by doing that? We're here to love each other. And yeah, it does get hard at times because people are not nice. But you want to be that nice person. That's what we're working towards. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here, is to be that light for others, because not everybody's going to see these videos and hear these things or be able to overcome their traumas so they can be that light for others. But if you're here listening to this video, you are meant to be that light. You're meant to heal your traumas, overcome these things from the past, to be that light. So you are helping others to raise them up and not bring them down by saying those things about them. Because even if you're not saying it to their face, you're still putting that energy out there, and it's going to affect you and it can affect them. If you've ever learned or like anger, that's one of the first things that I really worked on with myself is anger. When you push it out and you're angry at somebody, you're putting that anger out to them. It's energy and it's going right to them. It's going to affect them. Do you want to do that to other people? Affect them because you're angry, which is from your stuff that's happened to you, not really anything to do with them, right? So start paying attention and watching what you're thinking and what you're saying. Like I said, don't beat yourself up. It's not going to stop. But you can catch yourself. And the more you do it, the more you get in a better place. And the more you start healing yourself, you're getting yourself in a better place, the easier it's going to be and the better you're going to feel. And then you'll help those around you because that's what it's about. All right? So that's what I've got for today. All the links in the description below if you want to contact me. Also, there's a free healing meditation to sign up for in the description below. So go do something you love. Every day, do something you love. Whether it's sing, dance, run around the yard, paint, whatever it is that lifts you up and brings you joy, do at least one thing every day. And then every day, do at least one self-care, whether it's drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Do at least one of those every day. And then finally, look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything and everyone. And when you see something that stands out to you in someone, say it to them. Lift you up and lift them up. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you're going to see a difference in your life. That's what I got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.